This podcast is very not safe for work.
Not so much the situation, but still pretty big, Spock said, taking out the raccoon from his chest hair. He patted it on the head and threw it out the door. Fly free, he said. He watched the raccoon scrabbling to get back in.
Let me back into the airlock or I'll die.
I need to get out of eating space. I'm not a fucking guardian of the galaxy.
Friday. This Friday only, and also every Friday. Come down to Night Horse Arena and strap in for a night of erotic demolition with Friday Night Fan Fiction. Come see superstars Sean, Val, Logan, David, and Steve-O get down and dirty with the marathon of the worst fanfiction ever written. Bring your mom!
What?
Bring your dad!
But my dad's dead!
Bring your kids!
I'm 32 years old!
Bring your pets! Find random people on the street and bring them too!
I'm a fucking host on the show, you moron!
Friday Night Fanfiction. All chair have seatbelts, because this show is gonna blow your ass away. Make sure to bring lots of booze, because you'll need it. Audience participation heavily required. Tickets don't cost a thing. That's right, it's free. Your entrance fee is your mental anguish and suffering at your subjection to these horrible stories that will give you nightmares for 10,000 years. The first 100 audience members get nothing, absolutely nothing, except the ability to maybe post more furry porn than David does. Don't miss Friday Night Fanfiction. If you do, we'll send your browser history to your grandma. And you know that would break her heart. And be sure to stay after the show for our circle jerking and inflatable hot tub challenge. The first to fill the hot tub with their jizz has to drink it. Friday Night Fanfiction,
it's fucking fanfiction! Not drunk, just tired.
Yeah, take a letter, Dot Logan.
A letter to who? Oh,
I gotta write to my congressman and complain about how this pastry tip holder doesn't have enough holes in it for all my pastry tips.
And how is that your congressman's problem?
I am a constituent, and this is a problem that I'm having, and I want them to solve it.
Dear congressman, I cannot open my jar of jam. Please fix.
No, like, it's not even, like, off by a little bit. It's off by, like, 12.
The congressman shows up with a double-barreled shotgun and shoots your jar of jam open, and then goes back to running America. So, what's your problem?
I'm literally about to put a picture in the Discord to better explain my problem.
Dear Dwight D. Eisenhower, have you seen this shit?
Why hasn't President Nixon personally made sure that my pastry holder has enough holes for all my pastry thing?
You know, maybe I should just go back to hoping that I come back to silence, because I don't know what's worse, confusion or discontent?
Pastry tips!
What about...
Yeah, my pastry tips, there's... There's not enough holes for my pastry tips.
See, I thought you were talking about monetary tips or penile tips.
No!
Why are you dumb?
Why you gotta make it weird, Steve?
Dear Congressman, there aren't enough holes for me to stick my dick into in this pastry tip holder.
And then he just writes back, well, then fucking make one, stupid.
This is Friday Night Fan Fiction. I am your host, Steve-O. Joining me tonight are regular hosts David, Logan, Val, and Sean, and no guests showed up, so it's just us today.
That's a bummer.
That's not a bummer. Are you saying that you don't like hanging out with us?
Well, I mean, there's a reason I'm not at your house today.
Yes, because the Steve-O curse has taken hold, and the dishwasher is broken. So, and also when I came back in the house, Val told me, oh yeah, the refrigerator's leaking.
Well, at least it's not running.
No, it would be hard to catch.
First of all, David, we just started, and in the first 5 minutes, you're already away from the microphone.
I'm making my drink!
It's a thing that the rest of us do before the show.
There's a reason why we start the pre-call at 7:30. Meanwhile, I need to go get my bottle of water because I forgot to do that.
Great job.
All right, we're going to start off tonight with Sucking Some D on the USS Enter Me by Sauerkraut.
What a title.
Oh, yes. It's a beautiful wonder to behold. And I will be the beginning reader, and I'll be refereed by Sean. Okay. Summary. Spock X Jim. Exactly as the title says. Maybe some more warnings. BJ Smut. Chapter 1. Sucking some D.
I'm sorry, but it's BJ / Smut?
BJ Smut.
No, BJ Smut is BJ Blazkowicz's brother.
He married into the Smut family instead.
Billy Jim Smut.
BJ Smut smells like a great porn star name.
Brian Jacob Smut, did you make the mess in this kitchen?
I sure did. I'll take back with America.
Why is it so ropey in here?
Cuz I do that smut all day.
We haven't even started the reading and it's already ropey, apparently.
Good.
Can't stop the rope.
Constantly ropey.
Constantly ropey? Then you should probably see a doctor.
Constantly. Ha.
Title, sucking ha. Some D on the ha. USS Enter Me.
Ha.
Author's note. Ha, ha, ha.
Ha.
Yeah, thank you, Fendo. Ropey come.
I heard Val and then a bunch of cacophony and then ropey come.
Not yet. I'll wait till like mid-show for that.
For what?
Turn down for what?
Well, do you want me just to go ahead and talk about it now?
No, I want you to come back to the microphone. Come back to the land of the living, Dave.
I did. I'm back at the microphone.
Hooray!
Yay.
Author's note. This story is based off of my own sexual experiences.
Promising.
Oh, jeez.
Was he Jim or Spock?
Yes.
Both.
Jim's.
Yeah, pairing. Jimix Spock.
No, it was neither. No. Yeah, James Doohan. It was James Doohan.
Oh, no. Not even James Doohan. It's just one of James Doohan's sentient chins. Just one fold of flab that somehow gained the presence of living and is now seeing this. Disclaimer, I do not own Star Trek. Winky face. Ooh!
No, there's only three O's, so you gotta do it faster.
Ooh! Well, no, there's a lift in there, because it's a lowercase O, a capital O, and then another lowercase O.
Ooh.
You can't tell me what to do.
Ooh.
It's like you're looking at something alluring, like you're looking at freshly baked cookies, and then somebody pinches your butt in mid-look.
It's like you're organizing your pastry tips, and then there's not enough little holes for all the pastry tips.
It's like, ooh, an extra.
Spock's eyes were wide. This website was interesting. He had never seen... By the way, this is the new Star Trek. This is like the 2009 movie, not the old Star Trek.
So it's Siler from Heroes, and yes. He's like, good website.
This website was interesting. He had never seen any of the things on it in his entire life.
Incredible.
He had been researching STDs when all of a sudden a giant blue picture appeared.
Oh boy.
Space Viagra.
On closer inspection, he realized... It was a female genitalia horribly disfigured.
There's no A.
It was female genitalia horribly disfigured.
Do your job.
Thanks, Sean.
You're welcome.
And I mean horribly disfigured!
You couldn't stop it. It was so good.
He was curious. Bi-curious. Parentheses lol.
Bifocals. Bi-mon sci-fi con.
Bi-gold.
Binaural. No,
Bi-gold.
Don't.
Bi-gold. Yes, Logan wins.
One of the main reasons why I put this new recording setup in, where I have Discord and everybody else's microphones completely separately mic'd, is so I can cut out any time the gold joke is made now without it seeming awkward.
How dare you?
Why not?
I will rally against this new setup.
Will you write to your congressman and complain about how I've set it up this way?
Steve.
Yes.
Dude, how can you be against this? Gold is the time-tested currency that goes down.
I've invested heavily in curry. I don't want gold to do well.
Curry? Curry's gonna go down!
Down
because
in my
it always
stomach!
Comes down and out, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Right. Eastbound,
you're gonna get burned by this curry.
It's a poor investment. Homer, I told you you're gonna sell your pumpkin futures before October. Before!
Why? I never got that because November, they use pumpkin in November too. It's called pumpkin pie. Maybe you've heard of it.
Yeah, but pumpkin pie doesn't actually use that much pumpkin in it.
And in fact, if you're getting the Libby's pumpkin stuff, it has no pumpkin in it.
Oh, it contains no pumpkin. Right there on the
can. No pumpkin. It's squash.
Yeah.
So, like, on the can, just to get around it, is it like pumpkin pie?
No, it's pumpkin with an asterisk. Oh.
May not actually contain pumpkin,
but may actually contain some percent of horse meat.
No,
it's mostly circus animals,
circus peanuts,
some filler,
a little sawdust,
a little circus sawdust. Performer. Sawdust is good for the heart.
He wanted to know why it was so blue. So many different colors of blue. Sky blue, ocean blue, Sonic the Hedgehog blue.
No.
I know, I'm editorializing.
Woo! Sonic!
The blue of my uniform and the blue of Jim's eyes. Sweet, sweet Jim. Wait, why was he thinking about the captain like that? Back to the matter at hand. He clicked on the blue female genitalia. It took him through cyberspace to a very interesting website. He continued to click the given links, only $19.95 for a whole year of the not free videos. What a good deal. You know what? Most porn websites cost more than that a month, so yeah, definitely a good deal.
Yeah. That's like, yeah, most regular porn sites will just be like, yo, you get access to like 5 different sites, but it's still $30 a month.
Yep. And if you're paying, if you're like trying to sponsor an individual like cam performer, that shit can go up to $200 or $300 a month.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Unlike our Patreon, which is $1 or $5 tiers.
Right?
I mean, we don't say no to more, but my butthole can only hold so much.
And your butthole is the time-tested currency that goes tight, not soft.
And that's exactly why I'm investing in curry.
I don't want to think about you butt-blasting curry after it's been digested.
Where the hell is that picture I have of the Tub Girl cereal?
Oh. No.
Oh, I like the picture of the 3D-printed Tub Girl. Have you seen that?
We didn't. We should do that sometime.
No, we should not do Tub Girl.
No, I'm talking to my wife. We meant to go get Indian food for our anniversary, and we just didn't.
Oh, that sounds great. Spock knew he couldn't afford it, though. He was poor as shit because he bought so much hair gel.
They don't have money in Star Trek. They straight up do not have money in Star Trek.
But they have hair gel, and you have to buy hair gel somehow.
You don't. They have replicators. Like the Ferengi. They have latinum, and they're real into it. But fucking... butt fucking. They don't use money in Star Trek.
Okay, let me continue. Maybe they explain it.
They definitely, you know, latinum.
That's not that's Ferengied.
That's still in Star Trek.
Yeah, but in the Starfleet, they don't use money.
That's not what you said, though.
Dear Congressman Van Houten, please explain this discrepancy about whether or not currencies exist and are used in the Star Trek universe, specifically the reboot universe from 2009 with that dude from Heroes in it.
Dear Mr. Bortz, I thank you for taking the time to write to me. However, I must say, fuck you, I got better things to do with my time.
He didn't even use it. His hair was naturally plastered to his head. The only thing he needed to worry about was trimming his huge-ass eyebrows. He had broken many tweezers by trying to pluck those hairs.
Yeah, I guess he did have kind of like ridiculous eyebrows, didn't he?
Yeah.
Only trimming seemed to work now. So yeah, poor shit. Now back to the topic at hand once more. After watching many free videos and getting many A viruses, did he finally notice he had a gigantic rager?
Wait, he's motionless. Or not motionless, emotionless, sorry.
You know, he's just going through Pomfar.
Ah, sick reference, dude.
I don't get it.
Pomfar is the Vulcan mating season. Basically, they get, like, supreme blue balls.
Oh, yeah, like what Zoidberg did.
That's where they fuck so hard, they kill people.
Wait, what?
It happens once every 7 years.
I would not like being a Vulcan.
I don't think most of us in this chat would.
I would.
I mean, if they fuck real good, I'd be okay with it.
I need to take care of this, he thought. But how? A sudden idea flickered through his blue waffle-cluttered mind. Jim could certainly help him with this dilemma. After all, Spock was his subordinate. Captains had to take care of their crew, didn't they?
No.
Yes, that is what I'll do. That seems logical enough for me. Because we all do know, Spock was logical as fuck.
You ruined it. It was gonna rhyme, and you're like, ugh.
Hey, Dave.
What's up?
Is that what your fursona looks like? The one I just dropped in chat?
That's first off, that's a fox. Secondly, no.
Thirdly, I didn't realize Tails was a character in Final Fantasy VIII.
Thirdly, that's not an Angle or a Deathreevil.
That's definitely the Deathreevil.
That guy's way too edgy. Too edgy by me.
Can I continue? I want to know how Spock's going to take care of his raging hard-on.
It's not. It's a rager.
A rager, Steve.
Is there a difference?
Yes.
No. Okay. So one's a hard-on. The other one is a Rage Against the Machine caricature.
Oh, so his penis was Zach De La Roca.
Yes.
he unzips and goes to the bathroom. Gorilla Radio! Turn that shit up!
Fuck you, I won't do what you tell me. Fuck you, I won't do what you tell me.
Fuck you, I won't do what you tell me!
And some of those that work forces are the same that burn gonorrhea.
Oh.
I know. I made me a sad. Going back to the... He hurriedly walked to Jim's sleeping quarters, getting many a stares. They didn't seem to be looking at his face, though. Spock was sure they were looking at his erection. It wasn't that big, was it? He did hit a couple of people with it, but that's because they weren't watching where they were going. And everyone got them, didn't they? Next up is Logan being refereed by Val. His penis was bulls on parade. Thanks, Lack.
He's gone Justin at the Ren Fair.
So why did they care? He didn't care anymore.
Well, the dog cares.
Really? What is the star reading?
There's more people in the backyard.
God damn it. Stop it. He was at Jim's door. That was all he cared about.
Captain?
Spock lightly knocked.
The romantic music goes so well with Logan being upset at his dog.
Shut up!
The dog is listening to Rage Against the Machine. Fuck you, I won't do what you tell me.
Shut up! Goku, come here!
Goku?
It's to Goku, unfortunately. Because my friends are fucking assholes.
Captain? Spock lightly knocked on the door. Yes, Spock? Jim said from within. May I come in, Captain? Spock asked, growing increasingly uncomfortable standing outside in the hallway with his raging boner.
See, it is raging boner!
Shut up.
It turned into a raging boner.
It transformed.
Yes.
It was so hard, his uniform couldn't accommodate it. His uniform was tearing. His penis was so sharp and hard. And stuff. Jim opened the door and didn't glance down. He just smiled at Spock and walked back into the room, sitting at his desk. He seemed to be writing an email. Captain? Spock walked over and stood close to the captain. His penis had already ripped through his uniform and stuck straight out. Jim didn't even notice. He was too busy writing the email, or that's what it looked like. On closer inspection, it seemed that the captain was writing in his diary. He read a snippet. Dear diary, today I went to the bridge, like I do every day, but something was different. It smells like hair gel. Why did it smell like that? It was the brand I used as well. It was situated at Spock's desk, but the smell was coming from somewhere else. Where was it coming from? It seemed as if it was coming from Sulu's desk. Why would it be coming from Sulu and Chekov? It was cute, but one of them was underage. God, why did you have... God.
God damn it.
Drink for Logan's dog this episode.
God, why did you have to make older men fall in love with little boys? Chekov is only 17. God. And diary. Why?
He What's Nambla reading. Doing in this fic?
God damn it.
Nah.
He stopped reading. Disturbing. That was the only word to describe such a journal entry. And it wasn't even a journal. It was a fucking diary. Like, what the hell? Anywho, back to the predicament. Jim.
I like how this author has as much ADD as we do.
Jim, look at me when I talk to you. Jim turned. Legasp! He exclaimed.
Wait,
when he
does
saw...
it actually say Legasp?
Yes!
Did you hear anyone correcting me?
No, I'm currently getting the next story ready, so I wanted to be sure.
He exclaimed that he's... when he saw Spock's 17.1-inch cock.
Wow, yeah, that will definitely trip people in the hallway.
Do you need some help with that? He laughed. You know, a captain always helps his subordinates, right? Exactly what I was thinking, Captain, Spock said. Please, call me Jim, Jim said, laughing. Okay, then you can call me Spock. Okay, Spick. No, it's Spock. Yeah, Spick. No, Spock. Like cock.
Spock. Spock was starting to get very frustrated.
We do know that that's a racist term, right?
It's not spelled in the racist way.
Okay, cool.
I don't actually know what way the racist one is spelled.
With just a C at the end.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yes, that's what I said. Spick.
Don't isolate this audio, Logan told Steve-O. Bullshit, Steve-O said to Logan.
Puts it at the.
This is not the worst thing you could ever isolate.
Nope, I'm just going to go back and replay that line for the next 10 minutes. I'm a men's rights activist.
Spit. come on, guys. I'm trying to get a good clean read of this one. Yes. Yes, that's what I said. Spick.
I don't think you're going to.
Spick.
You're doing
Jim said, imitating Spock.
You were doing it on purpose that last time.
Next up is David being refereed by me. David.
David!
Sorry, I had myself muted.
Great job.
Oh, he was so busy furiously masturbating to the 17.1-inch cock.
And Spick!
Spock said, you know what? Spike's fine.
Is Spike? Like Spike Spiegel?
Spike Spiegel, that's right. Just see you around, space cowgirl. Spock didn't even care anymore.
Okay, Spock, whatever you say.
Jim looked down at Spock's still raging whiner. It was turning the color of a row of evergreen ferns. Really green.
What a beautiful saying, Jim thought. I'll have to add that to my diary later.
That, okay. That thing looks like it's gonna fall off at any second. No. Let me take care of it.
Jim went to go get the staple gun to make sure Spock's penis didn't fall off.
We have to make a sail out of it. Jim swiftly grabbed Spock's hot dog. Boy, was it hot. No, seriously, it was fucking hot. It made boils appear on his skin. He quickly ran to his medical aid kit and got out some mittens to use to bake cookies. But no one likes his cookies. Because the last he had made cookies, change on purpose. Because damn, she ugly.
Boo, disagree.
Yeah. I thought she was good looking.
I did think she was very good looking.
I mean, honestly, green lady.
She's called Ughura because she always wore Ugg boots.
Oh, well, I thought the green girl with the big titties was pretty nice.
Yeah.
I would. She had like that fiery red hair. It was basically Blanca from Street Fighter with titties. had gotten diarrhea and shit up a storm on the bridge. After that, he never used his cute mittens again. He had felt sad. They'd even had little pictures of kittens on fire on them. Aww. He liked when kittens spontaneously combust. This is a Star Trek fanfic where Spock is about to dingle hopper Mr. Shatner.
But it's not Shatner.
Whatever. He put them on and ran back to Spock, buried his face in the darker haired man's pubes. Yum, me. He moaned, feeling his skin being ripped off by Spock's wiry pubic hair.
Oh, Jesus!
I'm sorry.
Jesus!
We just watched, Cabin Fever, Patient Zero last night, and there was a scene eerily similar to that. So, yes, Laza, I agree. It was a very bad movie.
Why was your dog, like, a fucking
Why is your dog Chewbacca? Making fucking Chewbacca? Yeah, exactly.
I'm getting aroused!
Steve-O, let me out.
No. No, not if you're going to continue making those noises.
Let me out.
His face is on fire. Vulcans were known to bathe their pubes in wasabi and cinnamon.
What? Jesus.
What?
I mean, hold on. They did establish this in episode 35, the pond.
That's a lie.
Don't go look it up. They get beamed down to a planet and they kill a red shirt with the wasabi cinnamon pubes. Roddenberry had a weird sense of humor back in those days. Fucking laugh! Come on, would it kill you?
Maybe.
Yes.
Probably.
It depends. Are you going to punish me with a crotchal region covered entirely with wasabi and cinnamon?
No, he's going to surgically replace all of his crotch hair with Brillo pads and just grind your face away.
Oh, no! It's like what the Cenobites were going to do to me.
Like, the
the Cenobites from, like, Auntie Anne's Pretzels, or the Cenobites from Hellraiser?
From Hellraiser.
Okay. No.
The Cenobites!
The ones you buy at the mall.
No tears, please. Just a pack of these cute little Cinnabons.
Gentlemen, what seems to be the problem? And then it's like, oh, you know, Steve.
Yes.
What do you think about Freddy versus Jason?
I never saw it.
Well, has anybody here seen Freddy versus Jason?
I did.
What did you think of it, Sean?
It was okay.
Did you know there was a cut ending from the movie?
I don't think I've seen it, but I heard about it.
So, for those who don't know, the cut ending from Freddy versus Jason would have been Freddy dragging Jason down to hell, and they would be fist fighting in hell, and that's funny enough on its own, but like from off camera, a voice goes, "What seems to be the problem, gentlemen?" And then the camera pans out, and it's Pinhead from Hellraiser setting up a threequel, as it were, where Jason and Freddy would take on Pinhead, and that would be fucking rad.
Or they just join forces, because that would be kind of awesome.
That would be rad, too. I don't care. Like, it never happened, though, because I think New Line Cinema decided that they didn't want to do it. I don't know.
Or they couldn't get the rights for it, probably.
Well, no, Pinhead is New Line.
That's disappointing.
I don't fucking know. Anyway, they made a Hellraiser movie, and it was bad. Not as bad as, like, Wishmaster, but...
Jason X is the best movie. Keep reading.
No, Wishmaster 4 is so good. But for some reason, Spock's pubes also smell like hair gel.
So it smells like hair gel, but tastes like wasabi and cinnamon, and feels like a Brillo pad.
Yeah.
Which isn't a good... combination.
No, but it does sound like your typical Brillo pad.
Yeah, kind of. What the fuck was up with Spock and his hair gel? Spock grabbed Jim's hair, he gripped Jim's hair and pulled, ripping some chunks in the process.
Wait, what is this?
Spock is about to get his manhandle on with the captain. The blonde didn't seem to mind, though. He was too busy licking the green head of Spock's evergreen penis. "Hurry the fuck up and pleasure me, bitch," he said, remembering a guy saying that to a woman in one of his blue waffle sites. "Oh, yes, Spock," Jim moaned, burying his face in Spock's skirt of pubes. It was a skirt indeed. It was wrapped all the way around his body, shading his buttocks and his wiener from any unneeded UV rays. Every time he moved, you could smell the wasabi, cinnamon, and hair gel. It would surround him. He loved it. And Jim seemed to be enjoying it too. He seemed to have a mouthful, taking turns sucking Spock and chewing on his pubes.
No, okay. Even for the curious, never try to chew on a Brillo pad. Ever.
Spock lifted some up. He was dead pale under there. Maybe he should trim it a little. It was like a hula skirt now. Not like when he had been in college and it had been the size of a hooker skirt, which was very short. But if you didn't know any hookers. Spock moaned as Jim sucked harder and chewed faster. "More! Jim!" He could feel the heat in his stomach steadily growing, and he knew his orgasm was coming soon to a theater near you.
Next up is Sean being refereed by David.
Jim hummed, his mouth currently filled with Spock's green penis. Jim liked green. It was his favorite color. He stared at Spock's penis in his mouth. He could feel his eyes crossing. "Jim, faster!" Spock groaned, starting to thrust into Jim's mouth. Jim could feel Spock's 17.1-inch cock hitting his lungs.
Wow. Wait, I thought it was 17.5.
No, 17.1.
Okay.
He could hardly breathe, but he didn't mind. He loved the feel of Spock's evergreen penis in his throat. Ah! Spock came. It was like molten lava burning his insides. Jim started to cough, shooting cum out of his throat like a fountain. "Whoa there!" Spock looked at Jim coughing, feeling a little bad. He hadn't warned him that Vulcans came a lot, and that their cum was like molten lava. At least it's not like monster cum, which tastes like icing.
Frosting, yeah. And it's a 100-person impregnation rate.
Yeah. Whatever. Jim collapsed on the floor, breathing hard. He had coughed all the cum out, and now he was outrageously turned on. "I need you in me, Spock," Jim moaned, crawling over to Spock. "Okay, but there's one thing we need to do first." Spock looked away. "What is it?" Jim asked. "Oh, well, it's easier if I show you than explain." "All right, I guess." Jim shrugged. "Good, now lay down and lay down and show put your arms and legs behind your back."
Show put? Like, do you mean like the Pokemon, or did he mean shot put?
No, shot put, the Olympic sport where they throw the ball.
Yeah, that makes sense. Not much to that thing, though, you know, throwing the ball and whatnot.
Spock smiled. Sure? Jim did exactly as Spock had instructed. He felt Spock wrapping something wiry around his arms and legs.
It's hair.
Oh, God.
That's his quirk.
Nice. Did I break through?
Commander Spock, quirk, skirt hair.
It only really works when I'm in Hawaii.
Hey, Sean, what's the next line, sir?
I know, I've been waiting to say it because, what the fuck? It was his pubes.
Yep.
It's mandatory in my culture that before two people perform the anal sex, the dominant one has to tie the submissive one with his pubes. Then he has to drag him around in public.
Yeah, okay. But,
sure. I mean,
that checks out. That's what Pomfar is like.
We're just really writing this Pomfar thing. We're making it up as we go along.
No, this is all real.
It's all canon. Well,
actually, if you read the Star Trek novel, Pomfar Blues, you'll find that he not only has to tie them up, he has to ball gag them with the head of his penis. Vulcan's penises are detachable, by the way.
By accomplishing and doing this, it shows he is strong enough to support the submissive one, and that any other fucking dark chocolate beef stick. The dark chocolate beef
that,
stick is
that bad. Is that that seems censored.
That is censored.
Oh. Oh, okay.
And the person listening, they're like, a dark chocolate beef stick. I gotta go to 7-Eleven.
Yeah,
dark chocolate beef stick.
That doesn't sound good.
I wonder if chocolate Slim Jims exist.
They probably do. There's some sick fuck out
well,
there.
Well, if you coat it with chocolate, yeah.
Let's go to Google.
Dark chocolate Jim Slim Jim. Yum.
Uh-oh.
What is it?
Somebody took Slim Jims and just coated them in chocolate.
Snap into a chocolate-covered Slim Jim?
Yep.
Mm.
Just melting chocolate bark and dipping the Slim Jim into it. Stick those beasts into the fridge to harden. Oh.
It looks so bad.
It does. It looks like somebody took hot dogs and wrapped them in poop.
Oh, God.
Delicious.
This is the first thing we're going to make on our cooking show.
Yes, cooking show is going to be chocolate Slim Jims.
You know what? $300 Patreon goal. We make a disgusting cooking show.
Yeah, why do we keep coming up with these fanciful, fictional Patreon goals? Maybe we should have a meeting and discuss what we should actually do.
Yeah.
We're going to have a cooking show. Whether or not it's going to be things we'll actually enjoy cooking or horrible monstrosities we find on the internet.
You were the one that told me that you were going to cook good things. You said that I wasn't allowed to be a part of it because of that.
No, we said that you are not going to like make the decisions about what is getting cooked because you make terrible decisions.
That
is why Ramenade exists.
Yes, it was a brilliant decision, and if we marketed it properly, we would take over the snack industry in all of North America!
No.
I'm pretty sure Ramenade was, like, a collective idea.
Yeah, I think that was every one of us. We all had a little input
on that one.
All right, rewind the tape.
I didn't. Don't bring me.
Also, are you downloading porn?
No.
Are you downloading a virus?
All right, do you want to give it one more go?
I can give it one.
Whoa. Whoa. He's like a transformer turning off.
Dave.
What?
Does a straw have one or two holes?
One?
All right, you know what? While Sean's resetting his internet, Val, can you finish his page for him?
But that's mean.
This is now an impromptu episode of Naked Opinions. Does a straw have one hole or two?
No, I'll add it to the list.
I'm under the impression that it's one.
Sean?
What?
You sound fine. Keep reading.
God damn it!
I'm gonna reset the actual router.
That's fine. Val, go ahead and read.
Fine. Can't believe I'm getting half a page.
One hole. What do you think, Logan?
I think two holes.
Really? But it's all the way through.
Let her read.
By accomplishing and doing this, it shows he is strong enough to support the submissive one, and that any other fucking dark chocolate beef stick that tries to take his dark chocolate beef stick, bitch, will get a cap in his ass! Or However you say it in your language, Spock said, still tying Jim up.
So are we going to have to bake those chocolate-covered Slim Jims?
$300 Patreon goal. Let's make it happen, folks. We'll make stupid fucking food for you guys, and then we'll eat it, and then we'll all die.
Wait, isn't that how Epic Mealtime ended?
No,
I don't think
died.
They died.
No, they don't die.
And I think they still do it, actually.
Yeah, we had this discussion the other week that they actually still make stuff now.
Okay.
They were on a hiatus for like 6-7 months, but that was because they were recovering from heart disease.
Wow, you have a very fucked up culture, don't you? Jim said, laughing. Yes, we do. It is what makes us who we are, though. So, are you ready? Spock asked.
He could have just said, it's the only logical conclusion.
Yeah, the writer's lazy.
Yeah, the ass, comma, the tied up Jim? Like, shouldn't it be all in one? Whatever. Yeah, I guess so, Jim said, shrugging his shoulders a bit. Oh, one more thing. I have to screech like a pterodactyl. Will that offend you in any way?
Oh no, I'm gonna turn your mic gain now before you do this.
No, why the fuck would it? Jim asked, clearly perplexed. Okay, here we go. Initiating.
Yeah, run!
Spock opened the door and started running down the hall, dragging poor Jim behind him.
All right, stand up and read this.
Oh my goodness.
Go in the other room.
You're still
faking it.
This be me! Dark chocolate beefsteak bitches!
Spock screeched at the top of his lungs.
You know what? Considering that I have three separate takes of it because I have all three mics recording, we'll go with it. I'll edit it in post. Circling back around because Sean isn't here, next up is me being refereed by Logan. Goo, what the fuck is that? Jim could hear people screaming as they tried to get out of the way. Holy shit! It's always Spock, isn't it?
That's so hot!
Wait, who the fuck had said that? Oh,
it was unhorrible.
Oh no, it's Scotty.
Oh,
Scotty.
I'd like to get my hands on her ample nacelles, if you pardon the engineering pun.
All right, you should be good to go, Sean. Go ahead and start reading at Oh Scotty on page 6.
Oh, Scotty. He had always been a sick dude thanks to spending those years cooped up in that ice building, or whatever the fuck it was in the middle of nowhere. The only companion he had had was that ugly-ass alien who was like 3 feet tall or some shit.
What is going on here?
Jim heard Aghara following them.
None of your business, bitch!
Jim screamed over Spock screeching.
It is my business. I'm a part of this ship, and you are creeping the fuck out of the people on it. So yeah, it is my fucking business.
Suddenly, Spock changed direction. He was speeding back to Jim's room. Oh, thank fucking God, Jim said when they reached his room and were safely inside it. So, were you turned on by my display? Spock started to untie Jim.
Oh, he was talking about his little marquee up front where he put Spock, Heart, Jim, forever.
I thought it was his new 4K monitor.
I don't know. I mean, you could put Spock, Heart, Jim, forever on your 4K monitor. It would look pretty sweet.
Yeah. Don't forget it's a 4 and Eva.
5 Eva.
Yeah, totally, Jim lied. Seriously, it had scared the fucking shit out of him. But whatever. Spock, I still want you in me, Jim said, looking at Spock's gigantic cock, still hanging out of his uniform. I know, Jim. Spock started to take off his shirt. As he took it off, a mountain of hair tumbled out.
Cousin It, why were you hiding in there?
Okay, let's see if I can do this.
What the fuck is that?
Jim screamed. Oh, this? This is my friend. His name is Pauly D.
Oh, no. No, they're talking about the this is the situation, too.
Yeah. His name is The Ordeal. Not so much the situation, but still pretty big, Spock said, taking out the raccoon from his chest hair. He patted it on the head and threw it out the door.
Fly free,
he said. He watched the raccoon scrabbling to get back in.
Let me back into the airlock or I'll die.
I need to get out of eating space. I'm not a fucking guardian of the galaxy.
He turned back to Jim, his skirt of pubes rustling with his movement. I need to shave that thing, Jim said, staring at the skirt with wide eyes. There was a hissing heard from the depths within Spock's chest hair.
The balloon was deflating.
Oh, shut up, Mr. Chinchilla.
All right, he's got a fucking animal menagerie inside of his pubic hair.
It's a petting zoo.
As you do.
It's a heavy petting zoo.
Yes.
I was going to make that joke. God damn
Too
it.
Bad.
Spock dug in his hair and pulled out a white puffball. It hissed and shook. You've gotten fat, Spock tisks, and threw the puff out into the hall, too. Do animals normally live in there? Jim asked, bewildered. Yeah, all the time. I let them live in my hair because they scratch me when I'm itchy and they eat the bugs.
Oh, you're so gross, Spock.
Spock shrugged. What? Bugs? Jim stared. He couldn't believe what he was hearing. Yeah, you don't think I can have a skirt of pubes and a mountain of chest hair this big without having bugs, do you?
This took a right turn, gross, and just kept going. All right, now next up is me, being refereed by Sean.
Yeah, right. Never mind.
Jim went over to his desk and took out his electric razor.
What do you think you are doing?
Spock stared at the device with wide eyes.
I'm going to shave all that shit off.
Jim advanced on Spock. No! My animal friends live in there! Spock tried to get away, but Jim quickly pulled a pair of handcuffs out of his anal cavity and handcuffed Spock to the bed. Gross.
Starting to get more normal?
Yeah, normal-ish. I mean, you can't... Can you fit handcuffs inside an anal cavity?
You can fit a lot. I mean, you can fit dragon dildos inside an anal cavity. I think you could fit handcuffs.
Okay, if you put the handcuffs inside something that's smoother, I don't think you could just shove handcuffs in there, though.
Listen, Steve.
Don't you tell me to start.
You're not thinking creatively enough.
What do you mean, thinking creatively?
Yeah, think creatively.
Next week, when I come over to your house, I will bring handcuffs and I'll show you that they can fit in your asshole.
Anal cavity creativity. Nope, closing it.
Yeah, that's right. Not something you want to go to.
He couldn't do anything now. Jim started to shave and shave and shave and fucking shave! There was so much hair that Jim could have stuffed a whole mattress or three. The new Tempur-Pedic is just Spock's freaking Brillo pubic hair filled.
Oh, that sounds awful. I don't want to remember that foam at all.
It's like rolling around on a petting zoo. When he finished, Spock lay smooth as a baby's butt in front of him. You forgot this spot. Spock opened his legs. Parentheses. Due to some of the younger audiences that are probably reading this, we are not allowed to describe to you what was in between Spock's legs. We hope you understand.
I don't, really.
Thank you. Fuck that! We're going to tell you anyways, bitches! Winky smiley face. So yeah, he opens his legs. Jim screamed as a giant tarantula crawled from the comfortable warm space between Spock's dick and his balls. Urticating hairs do not belong in between your dick and your balls. His cooch, in other words. The spider darted under his bed. You know what? I'm not even going to ask.
Then don't.
Jim shook his head and continued to shave and shave and shave. Yeah.
It's like shearing a sheep.
Yep. An hour later, the sheep was completely sheared. Spock was perfectly hairless! And spread eagle on his bed, Jim took off the handcuffs and threw them onto the bed. You look so much sexier with all that hair and animal feces.
Gross.
Jim whispered in Spock's ear, you look sexy no matter what. Spock tried to give back the compliment and totally failed. But Jim smiled anyways. Just to let you know, I just watched some really kinky videos, Spock said, wrapping his arms around Jim. Yeah, and? Jim asked. Now, I'm into some kinky shit, Spock whispered into Jim's ear. Oh, okay. Spock bit Jim's ear off.
Just like Mike Tyson.
Steve?
Huh?
Can we buy anal cavity creativity dot surgery as a redirect for Night Horse Media?
Ooh, hey, what about anal sex dot info?
Is that a thing? Like, does it not exist?
Is that already taken?
I don't know. I know buttsex.info is, so why not anal sex?
It's just named a sex party.
Yeah. Vaginalcavity.info. $300 Patreon goal.info.
Can you stop making Patreon goals and asking questions that we need to ask on Naked Opinions? There are certain things that we've talked about, David. and Logan and Sean.
Sean didn't say anything.
Yeah, Sean's a good boy.
Yeah, Sean was saying woorns.
Yeah.
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 Ow! What the fuck? Jim screamed. Heh heh. I saw that on one of the videos. That didn't feel good? Spock asked, worry tinging his voice. Fuck no, it didn't! Jim shouted, slapping Spock in the face. It's quotations, full stop, end quotations. Spock cried out. It's a milder version of what happens when somebody sees Solid Snake.
What the fuck was that?
It sounded like a parakeet.
It sounded like a chicken, but I know you don't have chickens anymore.
Next up is Logan being refereed by Val.
Spock, I'm sorry.
Jim hugged Spock, getting blood everywhere. He should have been going to get a doctor, but with Spock's hot, not hairy, thank God, nude body right there, he wasn't really thinking straight. Whatever. Spock started to get up and hit Jim with his gigantic cock. Holy shit, that thing is hard as a rock. Jim rubbed his head, the one on top of his shoulder. You perverts. Yeah, so? Spock said, taking a lamp in his hand. Jim looked at the lamp. What are you going to do? Spock hit him over the head with it.
You talk too much, dark chocolate beef stick!
So it's bad enough when you have chocolate-covered Slim Jims, but when you've taken enough acid that they start talking to you, then it's a problem.
Oh, oh.
Whoa.
Oh. It's like half the sound from the
ooh.
Super Friends scene change.
Yeah.
Oh, whoa. When Jim came to, he was upside down. He was tied to the ceiling with Spock's nasty puke. He struggled in his bindings, trying to get out. It was no use, though. He heard some chuckling. The lights turned off. He could smell hair gel. Spock, what the fuck? Let me out! Jim shouted into the dark. Ew, you spit in my face, Spock said.
I'm going to mess you up, dark chocolate beef stick!
Jim felt Spock rip out one of his eyelashes.
Fuck?
Not his eyelashes, they're so beautiful.
What the fuck?
Who opened a soda?
Judy did.
I didn't even get to make a wish. Jim said.
I don't apologize!
Whatever! Spock said. Jim felt Spock's dick in his butt.
Oh yeah, you're so fucking tight, dark chocolate beef stick.
Shut up, Jim shouted. Spock thrust once. He came. Jim came. The end.
Wait, seriously?
Yes.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh. It ended with the bang.
No, with the end.
It ended with a single bang. A single thrust.
Yep.
More of a double bang, but yay. Another crack parody fic by me. Hope you like it. Tilde, winking smiley face.
All right, we're moving on. Next up is Happy Days, What Richie Saw by Dr. Bone. And first up will be David being refereed by me.
Dr. Bone, Dr. Bone, gotta call me a Dr. Bone. All right, disclaimer. This is, of course, a parody and not the real thing.
No way.
Feedback is always welcome at fucking redacted at yahoo.com. https://t-s-s-a.com/story/show-story.php?story=happydays-what-saw.txt. Happy Days. What Richie Saw. Oomph. 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 Ink. Boy. By Dr. Bone.
I like your different holds of the foof.
Somewhere in earlier 1960s America.
Richie, what are you doing?
Cried his sister Joni.
You know you're not supposed to be out of bed yet. I'm okay, Joni. My ankle is healing fine. But look, Fonzie is banging some woman in his loft.
Richie handed the binoculars over to his sister
well,
to look through
that
them.
That escalated quickly.
Oh, shit! He really is! He is really! Richie! Richie! Ah, crap!
I want to know what the worst word they ever actually used in that show was.
Probably boner car. Joni silently handed him the binocular back to binoculars as he put her hand over her mouth.
What is the problem? Oh shit, that can't be. No, it can't be.
What's with all the oh shitting going on up there? Said Jenny, Joni's
up
friend.
Here.
Oh,
what's with all the oh shitting going on up here?
said Jenny, Joni's friend who had brought up some snacks. It is Fonzie with my mom, Richie said, handing the binoculars to Jenny. And he's really doing it, too. He has her ankles pinned around her ears. Joni smacked Jenny in the shoulder as Richie took back the glasses.
I like how there's no end quote there whatsoever.
I ought to go down there and give him a piece of my mind. The knife. Calm down, Richie, and do what? And get the cops down here?
Then show up with popcorn and watch.
Like, finally, some good action's happening here in Happy Days Town. I don't know what the town is called. Oh, calm down, Richie. What are you talking? What are you doing, Richie, you big turd? Fucking Richie, you piece of shit. Oh, goddamn, I lost my spot. All right, calm down, Richie, and do what? Get the cops down here? Have what your mother did all over the neighborhood? She is a woman with needs.
She's a diabetic.
That's my mother, Jenny. Yeah, but she stays with your dad and his bad back. Ooh, touched a nerve, didn't I? You gefilte fish.
Why is everybody my mom?
Richie, she has a point. I don't like it, but you should not go down there half-cocked. said Joni. I think he is full-cocked. Ooh, said Jenny, looking at the bulge in Richie's pants. Richie! No! It is natural to be turned on. Maybe a little bit embarrassing, but natural, Jenny said as Joni and Richie turned beet red.
All right, next up is Sean being refereed by David.
Ooh!
Maybe you ought to cool off a bit before going downstairs,
yeah. Said Jenny.
How about you touch your wee-wee a bit?
Yeah, and maybe you ought to cool off downstairs also.
I can't help but feel like if Logan's so quiet that he's just... The dog has just been constantly going off for the last, like, 30 minutes.
He hasn't not been going off.
Why don't you get inside the backseat of your boner car?
Bork, 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 bork.
Said Jenny, putting her hand on Richie's crotch and squeezing it.
Jenny, you've transformed into a dog!
More than meets the eye!
Da-da-da-da, wolf.
Jenny! Cried out Joni as her friend undid her brother's fly in front of her. Despite her protests, Joni's eyes went wide as Jenny pulled out her brother's cock. It was huge.
It was huge!
It was huge! So big and fine!
Veiny.
Pretty nice cock for a nerd boy. Uh-huh.
17 inches! Wow!
17.1.
Yeah.
Jenny said as she pumped it. This is wrong. I should go. Now! Cried Joni. No, I think you ought to stay. Or maybe I ought to tell your boyfriend how you were stepping out on him with Spike.
No, it's Spick.
No, don't say that. That's racy.
There's no C there, so it's Spike. Or Spike.
My favorite Aquabat song is Dear Spike.
You wouldn't dare.
No, I would not.
No, you will dare. Jenny said, holding out Richie's cock for her to grasp.
Touch that boner.
That's it. Keep it quiet, all in the family.
A totally different show.
Don't say anything, Joni said as she grasped her brother's cock and pulled on it.
What's with all the pulling?
You gotta rub and tug.
Pulled pork.
Yeah, but there's only the pulling. There's only the tugging right now.
It's just
the
yanking. There's no back action going on.
Yeah.
There's the pulling, and then there's the porking.
You guys don't do that where you start your hand at the base, pull it all the way up, take your hand off, go back down, and do it again?
I do it like I'm trying to start a fire in Boy Scout.
I'm trying to squeeze it out like it's a tube of toothpaste.
Yes, but you can't do that, Logan, because it's not toothpaste, it's hemorrhoid cream.
I masturbate like I'm using a glass Heinz bottle.
Oh, Jesus. You
spank your ass?
No, he smacks it like at the tip
and keep pulling very hard in one direction until something comes out.
So in the analogy of the glass Heinz bottle, is the bottom of the bottle like the back of your balls? So you're like slapping your balls?
Ow! That hurts even to think about.
Why would you slap your own balls? That's stupid.
I don't! That's what I have Val for! Wait.
I guess you could pay a woman to do it if you're really into it, but you know.
I already paid for her. There were immigration costs.
My God, you really did just put it down to that, huh?
Yep.
I'm sure she takes that real well.
She's sitting right here and smiling at me, so yes.
He bought it. That's older.
Well, you see, in Canada, a smile is like showing your teeth because all Canadians are dogs.
All right, while we're looking at other domains to buy, CanadianBrides.surgery.
No, Canadian brides.
All Canadian brides are dogs. Not surgery.
Please continue.
Why did it go to Yahoo?
Well, I said continue and you immediately interrupt him.
Sorry, but
Verizon defaults to Yahoo search because Verizon owns Yahoo.
I own Yahoo. Fuck you, nerd.
Yeah, but why are you not?
No, because when you look up site and it doesn't.
Why are you not on Google?
Because this is Verizon's landing page. If you look up a website that doesn't have a domain name resolution, you're internet service provider resolves to a page and redirects you. Verizon's is this.
That sucks. Go to Google.
Or if you're just using Google Chrome.
Okay, let me write to my congressman about how Verizon isn't using Google.
Dear Mr. Bortz, I want to inform you that we still don't have enough time to address your wild accusations that Canadians are all dogs.
We will be taking our dog, I mean Val, back.
Woof.
Can I read?
Yes.
I don't know, Sean, can you?
May I?
Yes, you may.
I forgot it was Sean's turn.
Go to the bathroom.
Not a word, you nerd, Jenny said, giggling as she dropped to her knees. Especially with my mouth full. Jenny, you can't do that. Not my brother's cock.
Try mine instead.
Fudanari, yay.
Yay.
Why? Are you jealous? There's plenty here for you to suck on also. Get down here, Jenny said as she pulled on Joni's sweater. Hey, watch it. This came from New York, Joni said as she stumbled to her knees. Jenny held Richie's cock at the base and wiggled it. Richie looked down and nodded at Joni. You pervert! You want me to do this? And then savagely jammed his cock down her throat.
David, did you build a computer configuration while we were doing the show tonight?
Wait, no.
David, why didn't you put the best graphics card in the world, the one that gets a 45?
Oh, shit, I forgot about that. The 6200, the mighty NVIDIA beast.
Yes, you gotta cram as many of those in there as you can.
Like the entire bottom
of
it.
Alright, you know what? No more pitching our Patreon until people pay attention.
Well, I'm paying attention.
Pay for David to look at other things that he shouldn't be buying.
Did you not see the jokes that I was making earlier where I was like, well, look, here we be doing it.
No.
What the fuck did you just say?
I have no idea.
I said, look at we doing here.
Oh, yeah, Richie said. Jenny worked Richie's balls with her tongue, then licked her way up to the shaft. Richie put his hands gently on the back of each of the girls' heads, pushing them together.
Of course he has no objection, to get sucked by his sister.
No, Jenny got the clue and kissed Joni.
Jenny! Oh, like you never thought of doing that?
I didn't.
And kissed her again, before turning her attention back to Richie's cock.
Next up is Val being refereed by Logan. Right. We're going to get three reads in tonight. Oh, boy!
Oh, God damn it. I don't want to...
We're going too fast! We're going too fast! Slow
There's
down!
There's always money in the banana stand.
God, Steve-O, what are you doing?
Why did somebody make a computer case with insulation foam and a milk crate?
What?
Hold on a second. This is fucking stupid. That's a...
It's perfect! It's perfect!
Devin, we found your computer case!
No, it's not Devin's if it's actually an insulation foam. It needs to be, like, cake batter.
Oh, God.
This one is beautiful. I especially love the tape that's, like, he slapped around.
It's like that desk fan one.
Oh, yeah, the one with the desk fan that's taped to it.
Yeah, the background that they use for Worst Best Friends.
Yep, the one that I found and never felt like changing.
Yep.
Because I think I posted that to Twitter and I said, computer overheating? Technicians hate this one weird trick. It's just a freaking desk fan taped to the fucking computer.
Yep. It's beautiful. They pumped his cock until Richie's eyes narrowed to two slits and he came, splashing Joni's sweater with a huge pile of cum. So it's not ropes, it's a pile.
Well, you know, it's more like a coiled pile of rope.
Yeah. Great, now we'll have to take this sweater out of town to get to be clean, said Joni, getting up. Then maybe we ought to take it off. Oh, that was Richie said, pulling her sweater off of her. Richie, calm down! He walked closer to her and kissed her deep. Her hands grabbed his cock, which she was shocked to find was already becoming stiff again. Wow, no refractory period. Wonderful. He popped her bra open with one snap, clearly something he had learned from Fonzie.
No, he like bumped in the jukebox and her bra came off.
Exactly. It's magic, you know. I cannot believe it, it's not so. I see that smile, Steve-O.
Test read!
Richie! She yelled as her skirt hit the floor.
Boom!
Jenny, by this point, was already naked and helping Richie off with his clothes. He pushed her onto the bed. She landed with her legs wide open. Thoughts of his mother being fucked by his best friend ran through his mind. He slid off her panties and plunged his tongue into her pussy. His right hand fingered Jenny. Shit! Richie!
Shit, Richie!
Well, there is an exclamation point in between, so it's not shit, Richie. It could be, though. She said as her tits heaved into the air. He turned and kissed Jenny. She uncharacteristically turned her face slightly away. Was she shy of kissing him with Joni's taste on his lips? This excited Richie and made him deep kiss her. Aren't you two best friends? Jenny nodded, excited and afraid at the same time. Then help her come. Richie said as he fingered Joni. He guided her head between Joni's legs and Jenny kissed Joni's dark-haired pussy, then licked it tentatively, bleh, at first, but quicker as Richie stuck his finger deep into her. Jenny! Oh, crap! Joni said as she came. That's it now, you two lick each other. And there was no end quote. Richie grabbed Jenny and spun her around on the bed, dropping her with her pussy right in Joni's face.
The old pussy drop.
Yep.
The most powerful move in wrestling.
Drop that
from
pussy.
The top rope. All right, next up is me being refereed by Sean.
Kiss it, Joni, now.
Richie said, Joni remembering that he had not been the same since his wife, Lori Beth, had left him for a guy who played in a jazz trio. Ah, jazz, it strikes again. He was so forceful now. She kissed Jenny's shaved snatch, then started to lick it. Snatch, a good word or not a good word?
Not.
Not the worst word.
Yeah, it's not the worst word, but it's not sexy.
All right, so there's an idea for Naked Opinions. Rank from least to most worst names for female genitals. I can't wait to hear David try and get through that conversation.
Well, he has to because we now make over $100 on the Patreon.
Yeah.
Richie watched for a moment, then got on the bed between her legs. Richie, no! Shouldn't you get a rubber? But he did not care and rammed it into his sister's tight pussy. Jenny sat up, planting her pussy firmly on Joni's face. Can you stop doing that now?
That boy, right.
Jenny sat up, planting her pussy firmly on Joni's face and kissed Richie as he sucked on her small tits. Joni was terrified and turned on at the same time. Jenny rolled off of Joni, and as Richie pulled Joni's legs tighter around her. Is this like the lament configuration? I want to know what position these people are in right now.
They're in a tesseract.
Oh, hypercube too.
Cube harder.
I'm going to come in you, Richie growled, but Joni was beyond hearing it. As he kissed Jenny, he came deep inside of Joni. He pulled his sister up and kissed her deeply, and then pushed her face down and told her to suck him dry. Finger yourself while you do it. That's it. Don't be shy now, slut. Because there's no comma. Joni wanted to argue, but could not. Now she was as big a slut as Jenny ever was.
That's not how it works, but okay.
Nah.
When Richie was hard again, he told Joni to go get the baby oil in the bathroom cabinet. He grabbed Jenny and spun her around and made her grab the bottom of the window pane. This is just gratuitous sex and is not terribly funny.
I'm having fun.
He grabbed Jenny and spun her around and made her grab the bottom of the window pane. He entered her from behind and watched with her as Fonzie strapped a leather collar around his mother's neck, then attached a leash. He whipped her behind with the leash as she slavishly sucked his cock.
When did his mother get involved?
I don't know.
No, at the
beginning of the story.
Yeah.
No, they were never fucking her though, right?
Fonzie was. They're watching.
They're watching the neighbor.
Oh, okay. I lost the thread a bit.
They're watching the neighbor Fonzie fucking his mom.
I didn't realize Fonzie was the one strapping the leather collar around.
It's confusing.
Mm.
Very, very, very confusing. What's the baby oil for, Richie? Richie, you're not going to. I have never. Well, I guess you are now. He told Janae as Joni came back in the room with the oil and a flesh-colored dildo. Laverne and Shirley left this here the last time they were over.
Wonderful.
Richie chuckled for a moment with the private memory of them both blowing him. Then he got back to business. Well, Jenny, you pride yourself with being the neighborhood slut, so let's see if you mean it. Joni, lube me up. His sister obediently oiled his cock up until it gleamed. Pushing! It's got one of those anime, like, light refractory things.
Yes.
The watery anime eyes, but it's like on the glands.
He worked his finger up Jenny's tight little asshole until she relaxed while she gazed out the window watching Mrs. C being pounded by Fonzie's cock. Then Richie pushed his cockhead against her anus, telling her to relax. That it was just like one big finger.
I guess it kind of is, but it's not really because it doesn't even have bones to begin with.
It's not.
Well, since this is your first time having anal sex, here, let's start with these handcuffs.
Where did you pull those from?
No, where am I going to put them into? She pinched the nipples of her small pert tits hard as his cock gradually slid in. Next up is Logan being refereed by Val.
He let her adjust to him a bit. Not moving then, he began to thrust in and out of her as Joni lubed up the dildo and slid it inside of Jenny. Within minutes, due to the dual friction, she was coming until her knees were weak. Richie told Joni to lick Jenny. At first, I was hard to coordinate what she was doing. Then she got the hang of it. Oh shit, yeah, said Richie as he came in Jenny's asshole. While he watched his own mother get banged in the ass by Fonzie.
Banging her mom in the butt, he was like, what?
So, do you think if Fonzie, like, smacks her ass, does her ass play music?
I would assume so.
He grabbed Joni by the hair and told her to lick Jenny's asshole clean. Joni started to complain, but Richie said she would do the same for her later.
Richie, I'm not taking it in there.
Richie did not respond as he kissed Jenny deeply.
Sounds
Richie
to me made like her you are.
Richie made her suck his cock until it was hard again. Okay, I have seen enough of that, he said as he closed the curtains over the window from which he watched his mother's debauchery and turned his attention to the two girls. He fucked Jenny long and hard. Then, as promised, he finished in Joni's ass as Jenny returned the favor with her tongue and the dildo. Through the coming weeks, he banged the girls separately and together. Joni brought up the request for Richie to use rubbers, but he refused to do so.
What an ass.
And Joni still offered her body to him.
It makes sense because in the 60s, everyone knew that condoms made sex feel worse. Did you ever feel like you were the sad drawing in one of those depression commercials?
Yes, but I actually think I found an image to sort of... There is this personified. Somebody turned themselves into a computer case.
Well, there's hope yet for the human race.
The next week, after a session where both girls wore their junior chipmunk uniforms, Richie decided to confront his mother. He wondered when he should do so, but that question was settled for him when she came into his room. Mom! Both Richie and Joni shouted as he took his sister from behind.
Wonderful.
To make matters worse, Jenny came out of the bathroom in just her panties. What is the meaning of this? I mean, what is the meaning of this? No, wait.
No, what is the meaning of this? I need to know what is the meaning of this.
What is the meaning of this? I mean, what is the meaning of this?
Holding up a letter from the Zodiac Killer. What is the meaning of this?
Dark.
It's Ted Cruz.
Ted Cruz goes back in time and does the Zodiac killings.
Yes.
If that is his real name.
Well, if you rearrange the letters in Ted Cruz and then add some letters, Zodiac Killer.
Mrs. C said, showing Joni's sweater, the one he had come on. It looked all matted as she had forgotten to go to the dry cleaners and had stuffed it in the laundry hamper. Richie got up, pulling out of Joni as she covered herself up. Richie, this is so wrong. I knew something was wrong when you two kissed each other by mistake under the mistletoe last year.
How did you do that by mistake?
Well, you see, I fell over and my lips touched hers, and then my
penis fell into her butt.
Yes.
My penis just fell right in there.
Flop.
Also, pants exploded off of me.
Yeah.
And you, Jenny, you have always been a bad influence. Mom, that was an accident. Besides, what about you cheating on Dad with Fonzie? How did you... She started to say...
Watching you, Mom.
Then she saw that Richie's window had a direct view of Fonzie's bedroom.
Oh my God! I've been found out!
David, you're up next being refereed by Logan.
Don't let them know what I did to them! Fucking...
Just fucking...
Richie, you must understand I was not cheating on your father. It is just with his back, when I feel, well, frisky, I need an outlet. And Mrs. C went to the window and looked out to Fonzie's bedroom. The problem is that from this angle, you could not see it, but your father was in the corner watching. Don't think bad of him. Watching us would get him to the point that I could finish him off without hurting his back.
I did not know.
Mrs. C, you are a slut, said Jenny. Well, maybe I am. We have to keep what was said quiet within the family.
Jenny cleared her throat.
And Jenny, and I know only one way of doing that. Jim on it, Jim on it, Jenny, Jenny.
Mrs. C sat down on the bed between Richie and Joni and moved away the sheet that Richie had used to cover himself.
So nice, so much bigger than your father's.
She said as she put her hand around his cock and yanked it.
Mom!
Don't yank so hard.
Don't treat it like I did mine, like the ketchup bottle.
Now, Richie, don't act so shy. After all, you were watching me before,
she said as she stroked his cock.
Now you do sound like my grandmother.
No.
I agree with Judy. No.
She leaned forward and kissed him on the lips with a kiss that was definitely not maternal in nature. She turned to Joni.
It is good that you open your open-minded. Howard on several occasions has had me with other women. Why to do you think Laverne and Shirley came over so often? Then there was the time that old army buddy of his, Hot Lips Houlihan, came over.
Wait, she this is crossed Joni. Over with MASH?
Yes. She kissed Joni. Then, looking over at Jenny, she got up.
Might as well welcome you into the family also. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge, say no more.
She gave Jenny a deep, hot kiss that made her dizzy when she pulled away.
Joni, Jenny, help me off with my clothes.
She faced Richie as Joni and Jenny undid her blouse, then slowly removed her bra. Her tits were firm and pert for a woman of her age. Despite himself, Richie was getting harder just watching. Mrs. C kicked off her shoes as Jenny undid her skirt. Mrs. C herself pulled down her black panties, leaving herself in only her stockings and garter belt. She kissed Joni deeply, then Jenny. She guided their hands to her pussy as she saved finger the two girls.
Mom!
Joni moaned as she came, but Mrs. C kept going.
Johnston, right?
I believe so.
You guys are going through this so fast, I don't even have a time to not pay attention.
You said you wanted this to be professional. Well, guess what? This is the new Friday Night Fan Fiction, where we're professional 100% of the time.
Oh, no. I finally got what I wished for, but I wasn't careful what I wished for. Just like in that one movie about people who are masters of wishing. I think it was called Lord of Illusions.
Coming soon to a theater near you.
I think it was called Lord of the Flies.
Stephen King presents Steve wishes for shit and then he gets it and he's not happy about it.
In today's episode of The Movie Title Tells You All That You Need to Know About the Movie.
Stephen King's There's Always Money in the Banana Stand.
Yeah, last up is Sean being refereed by David.
Gently, she guided Jenny down to her knees. Jenny got between her legs and licked her red-haired pussy as Richie watched from the bed. Joni got underneath Jenny and licked her as she fingered herself.
What?
What was that, Judy?
She's singing the song about the Outback.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it's about Vegemite.
No, it's not, Logan. It's by a completely different band from a completely different continent.
Mrs. C then went over to Richie with the girls on either side of her.
Bet you like some places that sell French fries.
She put her hand firmly around Richie's cock and kissed the head. Then she opened her mouth, and to the astonishment of Jenny and Joni, she took his cock all the way down to the base.
Yeah, you have to spend like 2 or 3 weeks at base camp in order to get acclimated to the oxygen level there.
Mm-hmm.
That's why boot camp was 6 weeks long. We had to get acclimated to the big governmental cock we had to choke on for the next 6 years.
Smiling with it out of her mouth, she said that if they could do the same, they'd always keep their husbands.
Okay.
She held Richie's cock out and had Joni try the same, telling her to relax her throat.
Ah!
Yeah.
With each try, Joni took a little bit more down her throat. Then Jenny did the same.
Before she knew it, she was deep-throating an entire baguette.
That's a feat.
Well, Richie, I guess there's nothing left for us to do but fuck,
Mrs. C said, getting up to face her son. She pushed him down onto the bed and straddled him with her hips. Joni held his cock steady as she squatted down on it. It slid into her with a wet sound.
Yes, her vagina slurps the cock up.
Her vagina is the rancor pit, yeah.
It's like when you're slurping up noodles.
Rancor pit?
Yeah.
You mean the Sarlacc pit?
Yeah, the rancor pit.
Steve, I hate you.
You know, that's where Sebulba beat up Padme in the pod racing thing, right?
In the pod racing pit.
Yeah.
The pod racing pits, yes.
Yeah, that was so wizard. She kissed him as she crashed down on him.
And then Han Solo comes out. Now that's what I call sabacc.
What?
It's joke.
No way!
Guys, please, I'm trying to read something that is extremely horrible.
We know.
Really, now?
Damn it, stop doing what I'm doing!
No!
Will you guys stop playing with each other?
No!
I'm
physically impossible for me to play with her! There is a desk in the way!
There is.
I'm trying to kick through it and it's not working.
It's your fault for putting me, like, in the spot that Logan was last week.
You know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna set up 2 more monitors right above my 2 existing monitors so you can sit on my lap while we do the show.
Because that's totally how it works.
Yep. And the monitors won't be high enough so that you'll be on a booster seat and it will be totally not sexy.
Could you stream that on X-Hamster?
Probably.
There's always something you can stream on X-Hamster.
There's like entire movies on X-Hamster.
Yeah.
Yeah. Make sure to come in mommy's pussy, she taunted.
Oh, okay, Mrs. Ketchum.
Yeah, taunted as Jenny and Joni watched while they fingered each other.
Give her that ooey gooey super pooey.
Mom!
Richie screamed as he came inside of her.
Oh, that's weird.
David.
What do you want? What do you need?
I'm just thinking about the picture of Bob the Sap saying Mom.
You guys are goofy.
No, go look it up. It's in a porn comic where a lonely mom who is a witch like severs her son's penis and then makes him become Bob the Bee Sap.
Wonderful.
No, it really happens. I'm not.
It really happened. That's how it happened.
I believe you.
No, he had to like fuck all these other women in his school, and then like he merged to become Bob the Bee Sap, who I guess is the ultimate life form.
She lowered herself down onto him and milked him dry as she kissed him. Mrs. C laid on top of her son for a while, savoring their fuck. Then she reached down and grasped the base of his cock, holding it up, indicating Joni and Jenny should get it hard again. The three fucked through the night until it was early morning. While the three upstairs slept, Mrs. C went downstairs, a bit sore, and made breakfast.
And then their son came back from West Africa.
Dun, 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 dun.
Do, 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 do.
A week later, when Howard came home from a lodge convention, she made plans to bring the whole family and Fonzie together. But that would be another episode of Happy Days.
Well, we don't have to be reading this. Thank you very much.
Woohoo!
A couple months ago, from our local Savers, which is a thrift store, I picked up a computer, which looked to be one of those ones that I like to collect, a Windows like 98 era machine, and I was able to load it up, but it only loaded in safe mode. And apparently, whoever owned this machine not only didn't wipe it, but they wrote fanfiction in the days of like late 90s, early 2000s.
What?
Yes.
Have you been able to pull it off?
Like it was meant to be.
Just wait, Dave, I'm not done yet. So since I can't load this into the full Windows 98 and actually grab everything off of it, I'm extracting everything I can off the hard drive. And that includes some files that are, the file names are scrambled. So, you know, I'm recovering the stuff. And I see, you know, there's some MP3s, there's some WAV files. I click on a WAV file and I shit you not, the first thing I hear is, it was meant to be. 100% meant to be.
They just had a whole bunch of back episodes of OCAD.
I don't think this computer had been turned on since 2005.
They took the computer and went into the past.
David, we didn't do OCAD until 2009.
Yeah, but that was like 2005.
Yeah. If you remove 4 years.
Kind of like 1999.
All right, so I think we got enough time to do one more quick roundy round, and this is translating.
Steve, it's 9:43.
Yes, well, we
and I've got plenty of material to derail us.
Yes, I know, but we also need to at least get Valerie through her last section.
Hey, Val.
Yeah, what?
How many holes do straws have?
Not three.
This is translated copy of 009 Kung Fu Tron El Torneo by Rock Roja. This story is...
No, it's Raja. No, it is Roja.
Yep.
It's Rojo.
Roja.
So this story is translated from Spanish. And we all know...
Yeah, but Spanish is pretty close to English, let's be honest.
Mm.
No, it is. It is.
I mean, like, the translation here is not... Val, just go to page 2 and read it.
But I want to look at page 1.
Yeah, but it's also based on the fucking languages of the old country.
Category is a Tron's plus Kung Fu Panda crossover. Roman sci-fi.
You know, I wouldn't think to pair those together, I'll be honest, but... Here we are.
I wouldn't have thought to pair Shadow and Sonic, or not Shadow and Sonic, Shadow and Shrek together.
Yes, you would. That's like the most obvious one outside of Sonami.
What, Shadow and Shrek?
Yes. We already talked about this in chat. It was the Shadow in this.
Everybody knows that. SpongeBob Shrek.
Yeah, that's called Specs Bob.
Specs
Bob. Shrek's Bob.
Summary. Been 2 years since Watchang and everything in the valley are quiet, but the people comes a tournament. Mundi a class, and Poe to learn this, scared. Since that tournament, the recalls a horrible dark past. But Tigress is willing to support what you need, so start giving something wonderful. In parenthesis, Pox Tigressa.
I think it's Poe/Tigressa, but I like Pox Tigressa because it sounds that much more awesome.
Yeah.
Chapter 1, Kung Fu Tron Tournament!
I always wondered why people pair the two together. They're not romantically involved in the movies, as far as I know. Like, I figured he would go for Jackie Chan.
That would be sexy makeouts.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's not the first time a panda would do it.
Poe getting it on with Jackie Chan, monkey.
Note, none of the characters in Kung Fu Panda and Tron! Not belong me.
Not belong me.
Belong me. And do not seek money with them. Just looking them. Yeah, looking them is one word. Entertainment for a while. Note 2.
You know what?
What?
I want to do a fanfic, but I'm gonna my copyright notice is just going to say, look, it's fair use somewhere.
Note 2. I know this can ruin the story, but this story takes place to 2010.
Take place.
Yeah, take place in 2010 to help the plot of the story and others. So what, Shang? Parenthesis. Lord Shang will be spent in 2008.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Ancient China from 2008.
Yes.
Hey, world moves quickly, man.
No, it doesn't.
Not moving fast enough for us.
Right. Wake me up when September in.
Chapter 1, Dark Past. Had been over 2 years since the defeat of the evil Lord Shang, and all people of the nation were at peace, even everyone in the Palace of Jade and the Valley of Peace. Even the Dragon Warrior was at peace.
What Dragon Warrior are they up to now?
Oh, I don't know.
This is in 2010, so they're up to Dragon Warrior Sistine Chapel.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Po had been much quieter since what happened in the city of Gongmen. She discovered her past. I acceded and went on. Less than half year began to make their workout more seriously underweight. Won muscles to stay with the same figure as Tigris, but still the same child panda always joked, playing with action figures NG act. And that was one sentence.
Logan.
Yes?
Did you, this is probably for naked opinions too, but what storylines did you come up with your action figures when you were a kid?
Yeah, that is a naked opinion.
To be honest, I didn't really have a whole lot of action figures. I had like one Godzilla and then lots of Bionicles.
No.
Ooh, dude, I would love to watch a movie where Bionicle took on fucking Godzilla. No, Steve, leave that in.
No, I won't.
No, leave it in.
Steve, this is me calling
David,
you.
David, my penis fell into your butt. Steve-o, leave it in.
Finally.
It only took, what, 5 years? Six?
Yeah, 6 years of stretching and many dollars.
It's going to be a lot of patchwork afterwards.
Yep.
Whatever, I'm willing to make that sacrifice.
Of course.
Look,
you are.
You're not. You don't want to know how far I'm willing to go.
From Florida to Maryland?
That's about it, yeah.
From Tron to Kung Fu Panda.
I'm not going to fucking go from Tron. It's stupid. It's really stupid. Fucking Jeff Bridges just sitting there in his goddamn tower for 40 fucking years. That's how you started the movie, Disney?
The dude had to do something in between the Big Lebowski and the future.
Oh, look, it's Daft Punk. They cameoed. That's really clever. Oh, they cameoed a second time. Oh, well, you know what? Why not a fucking third time? Sounds great. Play that music. What? Fucking stupid movie.
Why are you so
mad? But you
mad?
Know what? All I thought about in that movie was that Korra was an ISO and I wanted to mount her.
Okay.
That was my Tron legacy rant.
Thank you.
It's added to naked opinions as well.
What? Why? No, that was
he already did it.
He just did it.
That was relevant to this show.
Stop adding things to that document.
Never. It still says on the list, Mega Neck does something useful.
I thought we talked about that in the first episode.
It was a day like any other. Training had begun a while, but Po and Tigris were conducting a combat which seemed eternal for both, but Tigris fascinated him more than Po. From what happened to Po and Gongmen, he had strong feelings for the panda. Every time he looked at her, she looked away. When she smiled, she turned red as a tomato. When he Kasbah to play, or held her,
rock the Kasbah,
or held her, felt like his heart was out of her chest.
That's a medical condition.
Was out her chest.
That's a fatality in Mortal Kombat.
Yeah.
No, he's fine. He's like the guy from Temple of Doom. He's just okay.
Kalima! Oh, wait, where's Daft Punk? So the freaking priest from Temple of Doom is breaking it down as Daft Punk does DJ.
Yeah, like it's the same scene from Temple of Doom, but somebody has edited in.
And right before the drop, the heart catches on fire.
Oh, that's sick.
By the way, I'm only halfway into that sentence.
Okay.
We're making good time. Val, keep it up.
Had one spoken to Vibora about it, go surprised when your reptile friend told her. It was love he felt for the panda when he felt well. While the fighting was on the way, Master Shifu entered interrupting training and calling everyone's attention, which immediately stopped what they were doing to form a line front of his teacher.
I've noticed there are no full stops in this.
This is a good story. I'm having trouble following the through fare, but it makes a lot of sense contextually.
It's a lot like Cloud Atlas or Donnie Darko, where it only makes sense the second, third, or 50th time you watch it, or if you pretend to get it.
No, Donnie Darko doesn't make sense unless you're an emo.
Also, Steve, there are full stops in this.
I see a few, like etc., but they're not.
There's a couple colons.
There's a ton of colons, barely any periods. Shifu, smiling. I'm glad to see that everyone is giving their maximum. Especially to Po, tell me, Dragon Warrior, how you feel. Po smiles. Master Wander.
That is the name that's right out. It's on the sex toy that arrived last week.
Massive Wonder?
Master Wonder.
Oh, I like Massive Wonder better.
That's their otter product.
Yeah, that's the jumbo size.
Shifu smiles like the rest. I'm glad to hear that Eskuchen, that didn't translate the word at all. Remember that soon will be the birthday of Poe. Five Furiosos, course if master. Smiling at his bear friend, teacher. Good. Parenthesis. From his clothes, pulls out a folded poster. Poe wants your red. Poe want you red. It aloud, please. Poe. Lightmaster takes placard.
Wait, it translated placard, which is an actual word.
I feel like this story would have done better if, like, its main characters had pubic hair made out of hair gel.
And Brillo pads.
And barbed wire.
It dragged around the wire and had, like, small animals living in it.
Yeah. Animals living in small animals, yes.
Smanimals.
Could you say that they might be creavers?
Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. Honestly, that was Nighthorse's best joke.
No, that was your best joke. Okay, Dave, you're right. It was our best joke.
Told you.
I didn't want to admit that we peaked in 2013.
We didn't peak. I'm just saying that was our best joke. All of our jokes have been, up until this point, pretty close. Like, it's hard to capture lightning in a bottle, Steve.
Yeah. And even harder to do it twice.
Logan, show him your lightning bottle.
Yeah, I'll show you. I should keep it in the fridge so it doesn't get away.
Oh, sweet. Oh, I see. Brand name. It's a Master Wonder.
We see that here. Parenthesis. Smiling opens the poster and his eyes open like dish and fill with horror at what was the poster.
Oh my god, it's a poster. It's a My Chemical Romance poster.
Yes, MCR. Another parenthesis. To imagine better, show you how is the poster. Home! Poster!
Wait, so it's a Smash Mouth poster? I mean, that's pretty terrifying, to be honest.
Well, it's home poster, but the P is not capitalized.
Poster!
Poster!
Or P-oster.
Oh my goodness, everything else is like capitals for the most part. Tron Tournament! Greetings program! Parenthesis reference! To all persons! If Ifari reading this means that the big...
I-fair.
Well, I read Ifari. I fear reading this colon means that the big annual tournament games...
That's not a colon. That's a comma.
Oh, comma. Tron, I, in your city, this year, the Valley of Peace is our destiny, and in memory of our founding.
Val, I don't like this roller coaster you're on.
I don't remember all of the people in Tron yelling like this.
Oh, I read ahead, and I like the next line.
Oh, shut up, Steve. Don't.
I distinctly remember it being a very understated movie. Like, there was a lot of soft dialogue in it, and here we just have a guy going, I'm computer man.
I'm...
Program Steve-O. Prepare for anal.
Beep, boop. Not compatible with operating system.
Program Steve-O. Inquiry. Did you not upgrade your RAM to be able to be socketed?
And then I just start taking the laser to shrink you in and pointing it directly at your butthole.
No. No. No.
Kevin Flynn. ASML Lion Jeff Bridges. And in honor of our biggest champion all...
I love a similar lion, Jeff Bridges. Well, we know what his persona is. And that's it for tonight. Thank you very much for joining.
I'm not... But it wasn't, like, the end of the yelling.
It wasn't. No, we get to resume yelling next week.
Okay.
So thank you for regular hosts for being here and being here, doing the thing that you do. David, of course, eating and not being in front of your microphone.
Hey, that's good.
Logan, muting and having your dog yell a lot.
I'm not muted.
Sean, succumbing to the Canadian internet.
Yeah.
Val, being behind the desk so I can't kick you.
Why did you pick your wife?
I heard, why would you pick your wife, which made me feel even worse.
All right, see, Patreon shoutouts.
Oh, do I?
Patreon shoutout time! That's the part of the show where we shout out to our Patreons who give us money. Thank you for giving us money. Steve, read the list.
I can't, because Patreon signed me out.
Well, sign in!
Steve, you...
Steve!
You're making us look bad in front of our
making
paint.
Us look bad.
What do you mean making you look bad? And put in my password, which is
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
No, Alligator, no, it's more three. Complicated one. Than that. It's 2, 3, 4, 5, 7.
Sprem.
Yes. See, I was ahead of the game. Thank you very much to our genital guardian, Sarah for the win, Afrohawk, Matthew Wayne Jordan, Niami Rose, Cameron Leafmuller, Chris Chalfont, Joshua Burns Rivera, Eric Lemieux, Samuel Flynn, Disgust, Steve Van Sickle, Evan Baumel, Michael Foch, Shaded Spryder, Dizdon Plays, Miri, Alexander, Grass Dragon, Corbett, and The Waffle. Y'all are awesome, and we appreciate what you do. And also, shout out to all of our patrons. You guys are amazing. You help make us
something.
$300 Patreon goal, fucking cooking show. Make it
cooking
happen.
Show where we cook dark chocolate beef sticks.
We like, I will test taste every single one of those things. So,
which means you'd have to be in Maryland.
I fuck yeah, that's the point.
We can mail him dark chocolate beef sticks. Can
yeah,
we,
food keeps in all conditions.
Why can't especially Slim Jims.
Why can't we mail him up here once every 4 months?
Well, that's what we would do.
We would just cook, and we would keep the stuff, the four-month-old food, and you would need to eat it when you come up here.
You know what? As long as you pay him a hospital bill, that's fine.
Nighthorse Media does not insure any of its people.
Of course. You see, you keep playing the safe harbor clause of the ACA because you don't want to pay anybody if they get sick.
Well, that's why we can't hire any more people on, because if we hire any more employees, then we'll have to have benefits.
Guys, this is we're not helping our legal standing.
We are literally we are not even close to the 50 required to be able to, or to be required to do that by law.
Hi there. Thanks for listening to Friday Night Fanfiction. Be sure to check out FridayNightFanfiction.com, where you can sign up to be a guest on the show, submit fanfictions for us to read, and join our Discord server to hang out with us. All backing music used in Friday Night Fanfiction is available via Overclocked Remix at ocremix.org. Be sure to check them out for over 3,000 fan arrangements and 60 fan arrangement albums of free video game music. Ending credits music, Koopa Nova by Diodes. Opening musical credits, Race to the Ends of the Earth by Louisa. We hope you enjoyed listening to this, and we'll catch you next episode.